Glory to God. How do we enter the kingdom? Jesus talks about entering it, which means it's a place. And there's a way to get in. And it's an actual place. Jesus said, related to that, he said, unless a man is born of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Before that, he said, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So first, let's look at the big picture. The kingdom of God is a mystery and is vast to the point that for all of eternity, we will be in awe of God Almighty. All eternity. We could give trillions upon trillions upon trillions of thoughts and writings and messages and all of those things and we would literally not even, we would just be beginning. That's the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ and of our great and awesome God. And that's why a 20-minute message is really meaningless unless the Holy Spirit is in it. If the Holy Spirit is in something and we're flowing with Him, amen. That's the answer. If it's just us, it's meaningless, and it has to die. So all these messages and, you know, I'm doing my, you know, wanting to explain and let's look at, you know, trying to get in depth and okay, so I'm trying, but without the Holy Spirit, meaningless. With Him, there's eternal meaning. And so here we get to perhaps the main point of this short message is how do we do that? It's through a relationship with the Holy Spirit that in the secret place, as we're doing all those things I mentioned in the previous message that are common sense, repentance, humility, faithfulness, passing the test, are we worthy? And then a big one, let's add to it, go into our private room where it's just us and Him. We don't have to go into a room. It's our private relationship with Him. And that's where it all starts and is the, that's another key. If we answer, okay, how do we enter this kingdom? It goes back to that private relationship with Him, where it's just us and Him, which is glorious, which is so encouraging. And again, I want these messages to be 100% encouraging and positive. And here's something related to that private relationship with Him and knowing the Holy Spirit and this glorious, the most glorious relationship a person could ever have. And it lasts for eternity. A great man of God said, the purpose of our life is to lose ourselves in Jesus Christ. And I will add to that, get caught up in His glory and in His person, the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe, who we were meant to, born to know and walk with and fellowship with. And we can start over every day, every hour. We can start over. We all fall and we fail. We miss the mark. That's, you know, I've heard people say, men and women of God say, sin is self-will, and really sin is missing the mark where we fall short. We always do, but we come to Him. If we come to Him with those repentance and humility and those, He's always merciful to receive us, always long-suffering, patient, the Comforter. How glorious that is. The Helper, the Comforter, our Strengthener, our Standby, our Advocate. That's Jesus. The Holy Spirit is Jesus. Jesus unlimited. And He is the Father. Amen. We have the view of the that God, we do need to fear God, yes. But when we get this, catch this vision of what the Holy Spirit's like, He's the only one we will want. We won't want anything else. Let's don't go by what we see in other people ever. Let's look to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And when we see Him as He really is, we only want Him. We are canceled, which is such a glorious thing. Our past sins are canceled. Our failures, our mistakes, our missing of the mark, all of that is canceled. Doesn't matter who we are, what we have, where we're from. Doesn't matter. How glorious that is. In the world, it's the opposite. How glorious, how beautiful. The gentle, He's gentle and lowly. He said, "For I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light." That's one of the greatest scriptures. They're all great. They're all in all of them. So I'm pulling out the best stuff right now. And this is part two of this series, maybe five parts, or I don't know, maybe 500. But it's just about knowing Him. And then He, once we, you know, we're always going to be, have to choose. Choose you this day whom you will serve. And we will, then Jesus talks about paying the price and counting the cost. The closer we get to Him, the more we need to be doing these things. It's a very, this is the holy, our most holy faith. I do want to add to the previous message I talked about, you shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. Let's remember Jesus' law of abundance that He presented. He said, whoever has, he will be given more. He will have more and more abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. So with God, it's almost an all or nothing proposition. And that's another secret. you know, yes, there's really, it's both. You know, it's a journey where we go through the phases, and it's about us dying. And so when we die, the more we die, the more he can come and join us and be with us and be, you know, and that's true. But there is the all or nothing, the law of abundance. He wants all of us. It's either all or really nothing. Amen. He said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, mother, wife, brother, sister, daughter, son, he's not worthy of me. And what that means is, a great man of God said this. I didn't come up with this. He said, that what he means by that is that our love for Jesus Christ and for God Almighty should be so great that our love for those people, our family and our family looks like hate. He comes, he's the center, source and substance of our being, and then everything flows out from that. Amen.